So we find ourselves in the middle of the 3 weeks, in the middle of the 9 days, approaching Tisha B'Av. And the 3 weeks contain many parallels to various events throughout the calendar. It's a microcosm of the entire year. Each week corresponds to one of the Shlosh Regalim. And therefore, the final week that we are in right now, Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazon, aligns with the last of the three regalim, the Yontif of Sukkos. This is apparent from the unique Harachaman added into benching on Sukkos. We say, Harachaman hu yakum lanu sukkas, sukkas David hanofelas. We describe the sukkas David hanofelas, the base of Mikdash has fallen. And we daven for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed in Tisha B'Av. The Beis HaMikdash is called a sukkah. It's called the Sukkas David. So the connection is clear between the Beis HaMikdash and Sukkos. But what is the message? What is the lesson that we can learn from this connection between Shabbos Chazon and Sukkos? Chazal teach us that one of the interpretations of the word Sukkos is derived from the name Yiska, which was another name for Sari Imenu. The Pasuk tells us. Gemara explains that Yiska comes from the word Sukkah, which indicates that Sara was enveloped with Ruach HaKodesh, just as one is enveloped inside the walls and underneath the roof, the schach of a sukkah. So too, Sar Imenu was encircled with Ruach HaKodesh. Sukkos represents being engulfed in the presence of the Shekhinah. The word Chazon also indicates Ruach HaKodesh. It's a form of prophecy, the type of vision. Ruach HaKodesh is the ability to see beyond what meets the eye. There are two ways to look at everything in life. One can see the outside, the surface, and that which is superficial. Or one can look much deeper, to its core. The latter, the ability to look at something in its inner depth, is achieved through Ruach HaKodesh. It's about perspective. Sukkos is a prime example of seeing beyond the external walls. A sukkah is a mere temporary dwelling, which is fragile, delicate, and frail. Yet the kedusha from within is a taste of the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. It's about perspective. There's the outside, and then there's the inside. Sefer Devarim begins with an emphasis of vision. As we read in the Haftarah, Chazon Yishayahu. Chazon means to see. Sefer Devarim concludes with the importance of vision with the final words, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. To the eyes of the people. To the eyes of the Jewish nation. It begins with Chazon and ends with Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Sefer Devarim begins with tears. Tears of mourning. As it coincides with the week of Tisha B'Av, a Bechiah Shel Chinam, we're told, we cried the first event at the Meraglim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you cried a Bechiah Shel Chinam, I'm going to give you a reason to cry for Ladoros, for generations. So Sefer Devarim begins in a week of crying, a week of Tisha B'Av. And Sefer Devarim concludes with the tears, as Moshe Rabbeinu wept, or writing the final eight psukim with his own tears. Tears can be an expression of sadness and mourning, yet they can also be an expression of happiness and joy. It's about perspective. How you see things. How you envision things. On the outside, death is sad, bitter, and mournful. The Zohar, however, describes a yahrzeit as a hilula, which means a day of simcha and hallel, a yontif, a celebration. The Yahrzeit is an opportunity to elevate the neshama. Burying the dead is a closure, the conclusion and end of one's life. Yet it can be viewed as a preparation, as a hachana for Tchias HaMesim, what's going to be. It's about perspective. Tisha B'Av is the most mournful day of the year. It's the saddest, darkest, and loneliest day of the calendar. Yet the Pasuk describes it as a moed. And Chazal teaches us that Mashiach will be born on this day. It's about perspective. Shabbos Chazon reminds us that we can change our perspective, the way we see things, our Chazon. We can change our viewpoint. We can change our angle. Chazon Yeshayahu envisioned destruction, expulsion, and exile. Yet there's another Chazon. Chazon Avadya, the Pasuk says, which envisions redemption, joy, and happiness. It's about perspective. We should be zocha to greet the Mashiach when the entire world will have the right perspective, the right vision, and the right chazon, and see the presence of the Shechina fill the entire world with the Gula Shleima Ba'amitas M'hir Yameinu. Amen. Amen.